Hello?
Yes, hi, is this Tanya?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jerry calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am black.
Thank you. Now, I know it's been a long wait up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? 50-50? I will not vote.
Definitely vote.
Now, what is your age?
58.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote this year.
I would say 10.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous election, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm really neither, but I would lean more toward Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, and in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, border security, and passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. You can select up to two.
Okay, the one that you were saying about inflation, what was that again?
Let me go ahead and check real quick here. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Okay, yes, that's definitely one there.
Okay.
And the other,
creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, making college. I'm sorry?
I think the first one, I think
creating
the one I was. Just,
more jobs?
Yeah, yes, I think that's going to be. And raising wages.
Raising wages. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. No, that's okay. Using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means.
Okay. I'm so sorry. The dog barking is really messing up my hearing. Let me try again. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, you can say so. Here's the first one. Democrats in Congress.
Okay, so you say the 0 is, which one is favorable, 0 or 100?
Yes, 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm ready. You say Democrats in Congress? I'm gonna,
yes.
I'm going to give them a 2.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
2.
Okay. Cornel West?
He'll get a 10.
Okay. Donald Trump?
I'm going to give Donald a 90.
Tim Scott?
You said Tim Scott?
Yes.
I'd say 50.
Okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Twenty-five.
Thank you. And the last one, Republicans in Congress.
Oh, say that one more time?
Republicans in Congress.
They're going to get a 50.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long wait off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote? If you are on the side, please say so.
I'm voting for Trump.
Okay. Now, did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yes, I actually saw parts of it. I didn't see the entire thing.
A lot, some, or only a little? I'm sorry.
I would say, I'm going to say a little.
Okay. Now, did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
More unlikely.
Okay. Now, what did you see or hear that makes you more likely towards to support President Trump?
You mean from the debates or just in general?
Yes, in general.
I believe that he has the ability to turn his economy around. And I believe that even though people don't like him being so upfront, I love it. I believe that he's going to do like he did before and do what he said he's going to do. He shocked me by doing so many things, so I think he's going to do it again.
Okay, thank you. I'm writing down real quick your opinions. Thank you.
Okay.
Now continue with the survey. I like you. I'm going to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose 2.
Okay.
Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom, and the last one, stagnant wages and rising costs.
Stagnant raises and rising costs.
Okay.
And gosh, there was one in there in the middle there, about three back up, three or four back up, it was somewhere in there.
Okay, I have caught to the social safety net, like social security, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunities.
Okay. Lack of, what was that? Opportunity, whatever it was, I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Okay, yeah, that.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better dealing with that issue. The first one, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I really believe, I'm not going to be able to tell you that either one can really do anything with that. I think that's going to be a separate issue with NRA and separate issue with how much Congress does with that. I don't really believe that either one of them are going to be that helpful in that situation. But if I had to choose one, I'm going to say Trump.
Okay, and that will be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
You mean better than what we have now when you say better?
Better than Biden, I mean.
Oh, yeah, much better.
Okay. Next one. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
100% better.
Trump or Biden, I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I hope you can hear
me. Sure. That's okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
My phone goes out from time to time, so I have
I understand. No worries. Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Yes, I hear you. I'm fine. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, next one, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
You said which one would be better?
Yeah, Trump or Biden.
Oh, it's definitely going to be Trump.
Okay. The next one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
I'm going to say something that is not going to be really understood, but you say which one can do better about controlling that?
Yes, exactly.
I think, okay, I'll see you later on. I personally think that Trump will be better because I believe that that is a controlled situation that is happening. He's being pushed by the left, so that's how I feel. So I think Trump is going to be better with that.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Next one, securing our borders.
Trump, 100%.
Okay. And the last one, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Trump is going to be better with that completely.
Okay. Now, in generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make you no difference?
Well, I could say less likely, but I never was going to support him.
Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related for falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
That he was cleared? Do I disagree with him being cleared?
Well, in general, with the verdict in general.
I guess I'm trying to make sure that I have it. The verdict to clear him. Am I fine with that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And are you strongly agree or somewhat agree with the verdict?
100% strongly agree. No. If it's to clear him. To clear him, am I right? What I'm saying? You're talking about to clear him, right?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, the question was if you would agree or disagree with this, the verdict of the,
okay.
the ones found guilty.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let me back up now.
Would you like me to read it again?
With the first, yes, please, because
sure.
I had a lot going on
okay.
here.
That's okay. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I disagree.
Okay, and that's strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I think I agree with it.
And strongly or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree with it.
Okay, now...
I've heard a lot of things from people.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Every day.
Very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, YouTube,
Telegram.
TikTok.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Twitter or Facebook or other?
Other, can we put Telegram?
Yes, I can put
okay.
it in other.
Okay. My second will be TikTok, so if you can't get it in there, my second is, not TikTok, I'm sorry, Twitter. Second
Twitter.
Is Twitter.
Okay, yeah, you can allow two options, two choice.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I am a college graduate.
Okay. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
This is strange. I think I'm somewhat conservative now.
Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, I would say half.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Good
Take
night.
Take care. All right. Bye. Bye-bye.